خود. But why is there no grammar in India and what does it cook in the last 4 months?
You have culture and knowledge richer than any other country. And that is being accepted. Yes. Your knowledge, your culture is in India. Unfortunately, we did not try that way. We simply went to the foreign country to beg U.S. aid, U.S. this, U.S. aid, U.S. But if we give our culture, they will accept that India is still richer than any other country. You can bring some of the French players, Professor Lance.
Your time is very gentle.
Opinion of this scholar.
I would request you to wait for 5 minutes because some other family has done a prayer on you.
Okay.
Yes, that's okay.
So this spontaneousness moment is purely a spiritual moment. Therefore, sometimes it is little difficult to understand the activities of this movement. There are two things, material and spiritual. That is the beginning of instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna begins with this statement that this body is not the person, the soul is the person. Asmin Dehe, within this body, there is the soul. And he has explained in different ways that this body is antabhakti in the heart. This body is perishable, but the soul is not perishable. Na annate annamane sarire. That even after the destruction of the body, the soul is not destroyed. Lagaye naame se baalaki. The soul never takes part, never dies. Nitra sasodayam na annate annamane sarire. So many things explain what is the soul. So without this soul, this body is useless, that everyone can understand. Therefore, the importance should be given to the soul, not to the body. Krishna says that anyone who is pandit in knowledge, he does not give any importance to the body as a living or dead. that India's particular culture is how to elevate the soul to the highest platform of perfection. That is India's culture. The whole Vedic literature is meant for that. And Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. And the purpose is the soul is now entrapped within this material world, and the human life is the opportunity for getting oneself out of this entrapment of material existence. So if we do not take care of this important business of human life, as it is explained in the Vedanta Sutra, Akhata Brahma Jivya, this life is meant for understanding about the Brahma or this spirit, soul. And there are two kinds of spirit soul. One is called the super soul, and the other is called the individual soul. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Khetra, Khetravya, this chapter. Khetra means his birth, and Khetravya means one who knows about the body. You know about your body, not fully, but at least partially, every one of us will know, this is my body, I bought this body from such father and mother, this body belongs to such and such country, and so on. This is one knowledge. Then another soul is there, that is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. He says that Chaitanyam Chati Manavi Ji Sarva Khetri Duha. That super soul, Ishara Sarva Bhutana Vidyeshwar Dhamatishthati. He is everywhere within this universe, even within the atom. That is super soul. That super soul is the distinction between soul and the super soul is this, that we are individual soul. I know about the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. But I do not know the pains and pleasure of your body. You do not know the pains and pleasure of mine. The super soul, he knows the pains and pleasure of all bodies. That is Atma Paramatma. So, these things can be understood in the human form of life. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. We want to educate the cats and dogs that, my dear dog, you are not this body, you are different from this body, you are spirit soul, Brahma. He has no capacity to understand. A human being, however fallen he may be, but if he is educated, he can understand about the position of spirit soul and how to become free from this material bondage. So in India, we have got immense Vedic literature for understanding this business of the soul. and in human form of body, if you do not take care of the spiritual portion of our life, then we are making suicide. That is the proposal of all great personalities is born in India. Acharyas, like recent, formerly there were big acharyas like Vyasadeva and others, Bibala, many acharyas. And the recent within, say, 1,500 years, there are many acharyas like Ramanujan, Samudra Acharya, Vishnu Sari. And within 500 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have also given us many literatures about this spiritual knowledge. But at the present moment, this spiritual knowledge is neglected. So, it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to the whole world that every one of you become guru, spiritual master. So, how everyone can become a spiritual master? To become a spiritual master is not easy job. One must be very learned, a scholar, and must have full realization of the self and everything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a little formula that if you strictly follow the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and if you preach the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, then you become guru. The exact words used in Bengali, it is said, Jare dako tare paho Krishna upadesh. To become guru is very difficult job, but if you simply carry the message of Bhagavad Gita and try to convince anyone you meet, then you become guru. Our Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. If we interpret Bhagavad Gita in our own way, that is not very good. If you have got a different opinion, you can preach your philosophy. Everyone is free. But one should not take Bhagavad Gita, and through Bhagavad Gita, one will try to preach his own philosophy. That is very bad. You should not do that. Then the authority of Bhagavad Gita is lost. If everyone can interpret in his own way, then where is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? Just like in the Vedas, we take Vedas as the authority. But if you interpret in your own way and squeeze out some meaning in your own way, then where is the authority of the Vedas? So, our special stress on this point is that don't squeeze out some meaning of Bhagavad Gita for your own convenience. Present Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people will be benefited. And that is being practically seen. We are taking Bhagavad Gita as it is. You have seen our book?
Then there are only four questions.
Yes, let me finish. That we are present in Bhagavad Gita as it is. And it is being accepted all over the world. People are very much those who are scholars. They say that even Radha Krishna and Aurobindo represented Bhagavad Gita making some compromise with Western ideas. But here is presentation of Bhagavad Gita in India's original traditional way. So they welcome it. And this is ours, object also, that we cannot allow Bhagavad Gita to be understood by anyone's imagination. No. That is not possible. And that is not allowed in the Bhagavad Gita by the author. Krishna says in the fourth chapter that as soon as the parampara system of understanding is lost, then the whole thing is lost. In the fourth chapter, it is said, find out, fourth chapter. Why don't you bring another copy? Fourth chapter is fine. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasaya vidusha. Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita knowledge was first of all given to fourth chapter. Yes. Imam vivastati yuvam prattvanaham abhyam vivastyan manu-ikha-tavidravi evam parampara-prakam imam rāja-sayodhidu takālīna yuvanastaparam. Now this parampara system being lost, I am again reviving the Bhagavad Gita again to you, Arjuna. That means the author says, if one does not understand Bhagavad Gita through the parampara system, then the whole thing is wrong. So, we cannot interpret Bhagavad Gita in a whole way, then the authority and the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is lost. So, we are trying to revive this parampara system, and fortunately, we have sold millions of copies of this edition of Bhagavad Gita. We are printing 500,000, 300,000 like that. And all over the world, there are many Bhagavad Gita. There are about 640 different editions, but still, our this Bhagavad Gita as it is, it is being accepted very widely, and therefore we are very much hopeful. As practical example, you can see so many European, American, they are taking to this Krishna consciousness very seriously. And before this movement, many Sannyasis, Yogis and scholars went to the foreign countries, but not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. That's a fact. Not a single person. But now, because Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is, so many thousands, there are many devotees of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So, this movement has practical effects, and both in the scholarly and people in general circle, and as advised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, India should take this movement very seriously and send many trained teachers so that India's glories will be enhanced. People will get it very soon.
Sir, who initiated you into this movement?
My Guru Maharaj. So, my Guru Maharaj is picture here. Here is the picture. He asked me to do this.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Shankar.
As he is here in India.
Yes, founder of the Gaudiya Math.
Gaudiya
Math. No, he is founder of Gaudiya. He advised me to take up this movement when I was 25 years old, young man. But at that time, I thought that I am a married man. Let me wait. So, waiting. And when I returned, I was born in 1896. So I retired in 1954. That means I retired at the age of 58 years. I think 58 years. Then I remained as Vanaprastha in Vrindavan up to 70th year of my age. Then I thought that Guru Maharaj asked me to do this at the age of when I was 25 years old, I could not wait. So, let me try. So, by His grace, and Krishna's grace, it became very successful. In 1965, I went to New York without any help. But gradually, in 1966, I registered this Krishna consciousness movement in New York. Then gradually spread all America, Europe, Australia, Canada.
What is the reason of the success of the mission in the world?
What is the reason of your success in foreign countries?
Yes, that is a very intelligent question. And we are after material civilization and they are fed up with material civilization. That is the policy. We are now trying to imitate them, a skyscraper building, but they are disgusted with skyscraper. These boys, they are coming from very respectable family, rich family. And especially in America, there is no question of poor. There is no question of poor. But still, they do not like the materialistic way of life for their father and grandfather.
But that does not mean that because they are rich, they can afford religion.
No. See, that is it. Because we have already expressed, you are a spiritual being. You cannot be satisfied with material atmosphere in any state. That's why a fish is an animal of the water. If you bring the fish from water and keep on the land very comfortably, it cannot be comfortable. It is impossible. Similarly, we are all spiritual beings. Any amount of material comfort will never satisfy you, unless you come to the spiritual plane. That is the demand. So now, they are satisfied their material demands, but the urge is there that I want something more to be had, and then spiritual.
What is the procedure of the movement? Do you initiate yourself all or other disciples also do that.
Initiation is not initiation. Practice is not knowledge. Initiation is formality. Basically, both is true for knowledge. Admission is formality. That is a very important. So, at this moment, that count of this. Advance. Who has blown in such a then? This is material. If you perform this meditation, transcendental meditation, you will material reality. That is not spiritual.
That's what Gorky and you have said.
Huh?
Gorky and you have said that India could take this moment seriously.
Yeah.
So how do you want India to take
this moment? Seriously means that spiritual moment is India's moment. So in some of our living men take seriously, then whatever I am doing single-handed, I don't get any support either from the Indian public or from the government. But if they take it seriously, then we can present more organized way and it will be more successful. So far it is done single-handed.
You think there is a necessity to open a ministry of religion?
I think so, because there is a cultural department in the central government, but they do not know what is culture.
What is the difference between God consciousness and Krishna consciousness?
There is no difference. The same thing. Krishna is God.
What is the number of disciples now in the world?
Dedicated life, not less than 10,000. And admirers, there are many millions. Recently, one American politician has remarked, in Houston, that this Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna movement, is spreading like epidemic. So, unless we take some steps, it may take our government. At least in America, they do not prevented me, but in Europe, especially in England and Germany, they, the Christian group, their little angle. So far America, they are very liberal. They never put any impediments in my movement. Rather, environment appreciates. They appreciate in one point that the American younger generation, they have become addicted to this energy, intoxication. And they have spent millions of dollars to stop this. But they could not. But they are surprised that as soon as this LSD man becomes my disciple, he gives up me.
Sir, apart from the publicity of American church, what can be the other reasons of their indifference towards your proselytizing?
Nothing in finance. They are, you say, the mass of a politician. There is no indifference. They are appreciating that it is spreading like epidemic. There is no question of indifference. But the leaders, they appreciate. Some of the followers of my disciples, they come to offer their thanks. Sanity is a great fortune for us that you have come to us. They say that. They appreciate. That their sons who are going to be hippies, now they are devotees, God sponsors. So, any sane man is never objective. The priest also, they say, that these boys are our boys in Boston, one priest said. And they never care to come to the church or inquire about God. Now, these boys are mad after God. Not only that, practically, in many places, they have purchased churches and converted into temples. So, we see these churches were sold because nobody was coming. But since this movement is there, the same church is there, and the same persons are there, you will find all as it is crowded. This is right. I am not important man from India to fill up the temple. They are men, and they are church. But the philosophy is defined, it is same.
Do you give us the number
of
how many temples are there in
foreign countries? I have established 102 temples. Small and big. Out of that, very big temples are in Los Angeles, in London, in Hawaii, Honolulu, in Detroit, and
New York, Chicago.
New York, Chicago, Toronto, Montreal, Paris, very, very different. The cost is sometimes 50 lakhs, 55 lakhs, Houston.
New York is more than $1 million. New York.
Do you have any proposal to spread the movement in other countries?
Yes, we have already gone. I have been in Moscow. This my secretary is here, he has brought some order from them. They are also appreciated.
Now, two priests of your temple in America have been arrested on certain charges you read from the newspaper.
Well, the charges will be there. Gandhi was also charged and was arrested. And that you cannot stop. That will go on in any moment. That is not any fault. Because the counter charges are already there, everywhere. What is the American charge? I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, extortion of money from extortion of money from the devotees and asking the parents to pay.
Parents to pay?
Yes. And the money
for contribution. So we can ask donation from anyone. That is a policy. Is an extortion? Suppose if I ask for donation, and...
No, they claim that this donation is extortion.
What do you mean by extortion? If I ask you donation, and if you pay, does it mean it is extortion?
They say those two people were kept in custody before the...
Well, that is false. There is no success. And besides that, we do not have many contributions. We have got contributions with a lump sum of money. One of my disciples is the great grandson of Mr. Henry Ford. So he has given a big contribution. And he is always prepared to spend for me. He has got enough money. Another boy, George Harrison, yeah? Beetle. He has given us the London temple. It is worth about 55, 60 lakhs for us. So we don't get any money. But they have given us many buildings, and our main source of income is the selling of these books. We are selling books daily all over the world, 5 to 6 lakhs rupees.
5 to 6 lakhs
rupees per day. And by this from this collection, we are bringing money in India. We are bringing money in India, not less than 10 lakhs of rupees per month. Our buildings and temples are going on in Bombay, in Vrindavan, in Navadvip. So we have got at least 10 lakhs of rupees expenditure for this temple, and that I am bringing from foreign countries. So even by laboring hard at night, in this dictaphone, I write books and I sell them in the foreign countries and I bring the money here for spending in India. Do you think it is politics?
One Western professor who is a teacher of Hinduism there, some of the universities he mentioned, she said, I asked him a question about Islam, and she said, well, this thing is creating a little bad impression. In the sense that people are accosted everywhere, in the streets, on the airport, at the bus stand, they accost you and force you to buy the literature, to buy the book, and this is creating aversion.
So why you are forced? Suppose that preaching was that in our childhood we saw the Christian preachers were also standing on the road. They used to stand on the road and preach and sell our books. What is the force?
The government is allowing us also.
That is our business. The government does not object to this. There are many cases in the court, and the court allows, yes, they should help. We have got some.
Here,
there is one English company, Standard Literature Company. They are proposing that we shall purchase every quarterly 200 sets of Sri Krishna that are settled down. You need to think it is exhaustion. And the professors have given their opinion by exhaustion. It is affiliation. Unfortunately, you don't appreciate.
But what is the reason?
Because there is substance. There is spiritual substance that appreciates it.
What is your analysis? For why it is not making?
Samadhana vidhiyate. Those whose attention is drawn to the material compass, they cannot take any interest in spiritual life. Attention is diverted how to improve material. Therefore, we are disinterested. But they have seen much about material advancement than not happening. Material advancement means generally, as we understand from the literature, visayinam sandarsanam athadushitam. Material comfort means woman and money. So they have tested on this woman and money era. Woman money are available very easily, but they are not interested.
Sir, do you think it is necessary for India to achieve religion?
It is not religion. I have already expressed. It is not mind. This is spiritual knowledge. You are combination of spirit and matter. The spirit has already expressed. And if you don't take care of the spirit portion, then you are making suicide. You are losing the opportunity of a human life. It is essential. One should be cognizant of the spiritual necessity of life. Otherwise, you are losing the opportunity of the human form of life. Athata brahma-jikyasa. Then you remain at cats and dogs. And that is it. Very risky life, prasadya antara prapti. You do not know what kind of body you are going to get next time. It is essential, you must be prepared for it, but you do not know what kind of body you are going to get. That knowledge is lacking.
One question. Your brain looks very high, relatively far. You are a kid.
We are printing locally the same books, but local printing, so that they can be afforded by the public. If you print locally, it is the same price.
For the price of the money.
Once you come to Krishna consciousness, you will maintain.
Because
source, you all have to.
So from your own direct relief source?
No, the direction is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Yes, find out this verse. Manmana bhagavad bhakta madhyajima. It's very simple. Find out this verse.
Engage the mind always in thinking of me, offer being worship me, be completely absorbed in me, slowly.
This is chapter?
It's chapter 9, verse 34.
So what is it doing that? If you think of Krishna, manmana bhavamam bhakta, is there any difference? There is no difference.
I think the problem is, it is my problem as well. You see, the spiritual consciousness does not stay at the same level. Sometimes you are well absorbed. At other times, you lose all the urger of the perceived. So it's not a constant factor.
And you have to keep it constantly.
How to do it? That is the
problem. That is, we are saying, if you come to our center, we'll see how we are doing. You are welcome. You can live with us any time. Or any period of time, you see, how we are doing.
Thank you for the invitation. I have been coming here for example, but
we are got big centers in Bombay, in Navadvip, in Vrindavan. We have got very comfortable rest house. So you can come and leave with us and see people.
If you all didn't mind, just for 5 minutes, we would like to read reflected extracts from the main scholars about this movement. We are not reading the views of Western scholars. These books are being used in 5,000 universities, including Harvard, Oxford, Cambridge, Yale, but some of the leading Indian scholars. So you also get an understanding of the Indian appreciation of Prabhupada's activities. This, for example, is a letter from Mr. Ghosh, district and common judge in West Bengal. I'm highly impressed at the sincerity and devotion of the disciples of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. A visit to the Mayapur Chandragaya Mandir, West Bengal, sublimes the mind from all harsh thoughts and disturbing influences. And
stop now. Don't divert.
This letter from Sri Amrit Sarkar, General Secretary of the Nadia District Congress Committee. I have had an opportunity to visit the Sri Mayapur Chandragaya Mandir on the 12th August 1975. It is absolutely a religious institution. Jayaprakash Swami has devoted all of his efforts and endeavors to organize and program the sacred name of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm impressed by his charming manner and strength. Although it is a religious institution, this organization has performed many social services, many poor and destitute families have had an opportunity to work, and at the same time, they have become worshippers of Lord Sri Chaitanya. To engage these workers, so many industrial centers have already been started, such as handlooms, cloth, printing, etc. A business organization with the help of the local people all success. Now,
we are not only chanting, we are giving them work. We are trying to become self-sufficient, the same idea of Gandhi's village organization. So they may not come, how from the village, they do satisfy village economics. That works.
Actually, Prabhupada is doing the same in America now.
In America, we have 9-11 centers like that.
This is a review from a local, from O.P. Bhagavad, Principal of Government College for Men, Chandigarh.
No, 1 minute. Perhaps you are any different on the number of times?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. So who published, I think 2 years before,
yes,
about our new Vrindavan.
Yes.
And he said that this is a wonderful land, that what is that?
Dhula Dhaiki Nadi Dhariya.
And I'm happy to talk to Jamuna Adhur Dhaiki Nadi Bhai. It is your, you have seen your reference to Vrindavan.
In October 1974.
So it is big, all day. I know.
It was Dharmi that published a series of three articles and last year's Janamasi. So this is a view from Mr. Bhadwaj.
We are giving cow protection in the country where we are eating like the seven food beef. And then accepting this moment, giving cow protection.
This is Virginia.
West Virginia, Philadelphia, New Orleans, and where?
Miami.
Miami, Canada, Vancouver, right?
What is that about, you think?
Huh?
People who are eating beef. What is that about?
Bad means you become bad. Yes. You can see these
if
things.
You can eat goat meat or other animal meat.
Yes. And the thing is that cow is especially recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Kṛṣi guru cham vaiṣya-karma sabhāva. That you must produce enough food grains by agriculture and give protection to the cows. That means if you have got enough food grains to eat and if you have got enough meat to get fatty substance, then your whole economic question is strong. Anna bhavanti bhutan. If you get sufficient food, there is no question of education. Everyone is satisfied. Animal family. You must produce. That is recommendation in the world.
What sort of the modern technological?
Modern, we are not talking about modern.
In this case,
yeah, we are talking.
So that the diet has the instrument of production because of the pressure, mechanization of agriculture.
That is your interpretation. But we are trying to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is our mission. That you produce food there sufficiently and give protection to the cows so that food grain and milk will give you all benefits of the cow. You'll be satisfied. That's all. Not only that, I practically see that by God's arrangement, there is so much land on this planet that you can produce 10 times foodstuffs of the whole population. But they are not doing that. They are utilizing land, just in Africa, I think. Enough land is there, but what they are doing, they are keeping some cows and bulls, and when they are grown up, they are not giving anything to eat. There is enough grass, and as soon as they are fatty, they are taken to the slaughter house. Not for the only thing, but exported. This business, similar business is going on in Australia, New Zealand. Unnecessarily, they are killing these cows, and this shortage of foodstuff and shortage of milk, this is not good arrangement. The recommended process in the Bhagavad Gita that Anna Bhavanti Bhutani, if you have sufficient foodstuff, then everyone is happy. Everyone is happy. And it is the duty of the Vaishnava class, Kṛṣi Guru Samadhi Dhamma. Guru-sa, Vāṇita-sa, Vaishnava-sa. According to Bhagavad-gītā, This is the business of the Vaishnavas. The Brahmanas, they should be very much highly educated, enlightened spiritual knowledge. The Kshatriyas, they should cover, give protection. The Vaishnavas, they should produce enough food. And those who are neither Brahmin nor Shudras, they can help, that's all. This is their Then everyone will be satisfied, the society will go on. It's like in your body, you look at brain, the head, you look at arm, you look at belly, you look at legs. Similarly, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That is essential. If you have simply brain and no leg, then it is also useless. There must be brain and leg also. There must be Brahmana, there must be Sutra, there must be the then the social element is possible.
Sir, would that mean that you support the anti-caste system?
It is not caste system. It is division of labor. It is not caste system. A class of man must be intelligent. A class of man must be strong to give protection. And a class of man must be to produce food. And a class of man in other words. It is not caste system. Bhagavad Gita never said caste system. Chatur Bandham Vaya system, Gula Karma Vibhav. According to quality and what? You have made this caste system. You have no qualification of a Brahmana, you have thought I am Brahmana. But that is caste system. But if you have got the quality of a Brahmana, and you work as a Brahmana, that is necessary. That is necessary. Gula Karma Vibhav.
We just need 2 minutes of your time. This for the review from Sri Bhagavad, principal of Government College for Men, Chandigarh. Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the great classics of India. This commentary is a significant contribution to the religious literature of this country. Many of the conflicting views on certain slogans have been beautifully resolved by the government. I congratulate the members of the society for bringing up this monumental work in such a lucid form. I should be looking forward to the other publications. This is a review of Dr. Varshina, Senior Professor and Head of Hindi Department, Dean, Faculty of Arts, Honorary Librarian, Allahabad University, Allahabad. Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has really done a great service to Indian philosophy, religion and culture by translating Srimad Bhagavatam into English. The learned commentary and has thus provided source material to the Western world. Other philosophical religious works published by Bhaktivedanta Bhakta also present a golden opportunity to the Western philosophers and scholars to drink deep at the spiritual fountain of ancient Indian philosophy and spiritual wisdom. I'm just reading to you very quickly. There's one from a meeting professor in Chandigarh, who you must be knowing. You know Dr. Jambish Sharma, MA Diploma, Delhi. He's from Punjab University. He's author of 19 books, including in Encyclopedia India. So here's what Dr. Sharma said. India's contribution towards the revitalization of the Hindu civilization and culture by way of printing the Harvard Oriental series was tremendous. So the work done by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is unsurpassable. He says it's even greater. His Holiness has done a great service to the Indian culture by reintegrating the concept enshrined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This edition of Srimad Bhagavatam will go a long way to help the scientists in rediscovering the phenomena of the universe which is yet to be discovered. The painting and the getup of this book is excellent. The thoughts of the Srimad Bhagavatam vary to anyone who sees it. This book helps to brighten the gloomy and dark clouds which are covered by the mutual fear and apprehension of society.
What is that book saying? Where is the book? Some of my students, their PhD in science, they have written this book, Science with Basis of the Bible. And we are going to publish another book.
Life comes from life.
Life comes from life.
Sir, why don't you present us one set of
Unconsciousness is always there.
Because this is our main suffering.
Well,
and you have some contribution in there.
No, I could only purchase one group, purchase 4 months ago. No, you are here, I think you should present us once so that you read this.
We have a library here where everyone can read the site. 15 libraries in Chandigarh have all our books. You can visit either of the 15 or the
library.
So, would any of you like to have any pictures?
Yeah.